whose eyes have become seeing by the light of God and have rent the veils of ignorance. A veil of heart full of holes as an old blanket, he puts it on in the presence of that sage. The veil laughs at him with 100 mouths, every mouth having become a slit to that.
The man, he's the student who wants to cover up with a mesh. I say it's only ridiculous, because you cannot cover up with this mesh. I'm talking about a master who sees with the light of God. Then you try to hide and to play games, because that's what the intelligence does. Yes?
The master says to the disciple, "Oh, you who are less than a dog, have you no faithfulness to me? Even suppose I am not a master and an iron breaker, suppose that I am a disciple like yourself and blind of heart. Have not you help in spirit and mind from me? Without me no water is set flowing for you. Therefore my heart is the factory of your fortune. Why would you break this factory, O unrighteous one? You may say that you kindle the flame against him in secret, but is there not a window between heart and heart?"
That is my point. You remember how many times we come to this, right? Here he said, okay, let's say you are studying this stuff, but try to cheat the master. Why are we bringing this example? Because inside you, this is what you're doing. Your spirit, there is an attraction over there, which is the real master, which is pulling you towards the goodness. But what do? You fight with it. In a way, try to control it. Control yourself. Everybody told you, control yourself. Do you remember anyone telling you? Do not control yourself. Let your heart run. They never say that. Because it's dangerous. Here, we say, there is this master. You cheat him, he looks at you and say, "What a stupid guy. First of all, I am the one who is teaching you. And I'm the one who makes this water run for you. Therefore, for you, where is the best place for you? Where is your mikkah? You, where is your mikkah?" He said, "It's my heart." The master to the pupil, he said, "My heart is that holy place for you. Why do you do that? You know why?" He said, "You think that secretly I'm doing this? I'm just making this thought that also secrecy. You believe in secrecy. You believe that you have an invisible part. You believe that you have privacy. Silly, we told you. There is no such a thing. There is from heart, the window to the heart. He doesn't look at you and see you with his physical eyes that you're playing this funny theater. He's looking at you with the heart. That's what we're talking about. The connection is there. If you think that I'm doing this secretly, say, isn't it that I told you there is a window from heart to heart?" Yes?
"After all, he sees your thought through the window. Your heart gives testimony as to what you are meditating. Suppose that from kindness he does not rebuke you to your face. Whatever you say, he smiles and says, 'Yes.'"
Of course that's how it is. Whatever you say, the master is treating you as a child because you're not a grown up. So of course, every single time you do something funny, he doesn't slap you. He laughs in a smile. But do you think he's stupid? He doesn't get it? Yes?
He does not smile from pleasure at your stroking. He smiles at the thought of yours.
You think that he's slapping you and he's happy? Said, no, that smile is not for that. He smiles at your silliness. Yeah.
So a deceit is paid with a deceit. Strike with a cup, get struck with a jug. A jug, serve you right. Were his smile at you one of approval, hundreds of thousands of flowers would blossom for you.
Said, okay, when you try to cheat, they will tease you. And that's it. So you will get what you deserve. Right? And I know that that's happening. Why? Because if he really was satisfied with your performance, you would have been a flower box. You wouldn't be this. He will not punish you. He goes light with you, not because you're good. You're missing something over there. Because if it was real connection, suddenly 100,000 of flower will bloom in you. That's the way it happens. Yes?
When his heart works in approval, deem it a sun entering Aries.
Means what? Means Nowruz. Means the new year. Means the spring. Means the opening of hope. You remember that big feast of Mithra? That's what it is. Is it? When he is happy with you, his heart is happy with you, suddenly the spring comes and everything starts to bloom. Yes.
Because of whom both the day and the spring smile, and blossoms and green fields are mingled together. And myriads of nightingales and ring doves pour their song into the unfilled world.
Okay, you know that when it comes to nightingale, it's the violin and the romance. This is Iranian culture. Because that's the best of the best. Why? That nightingale is not a very good bird. Remember me? Do you remember the nightingale? Nightingale was the first bird in the logic of flight, Mantoteir, was the first bird who refused to go with the Hodhod. Why? He had the best excuse, because he's tinny. But he's the lover. He sings all the songs, beautiful one, but he doesn't move. And Rumi knows that. Here, we'll talk about that nightingale, blah, 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 all of that. Why? Because he's talking about two different states of being, really. One is the state of learning and understanding and doing and being you. The other one is being transformed. And if you have any resistance or mishaps here, that transformation will not happen. This is what really he's talking about. Yes?
When you see the leaves of your spirit yellow and black, how know you not the anger of the king?
Yeah, this is the reasoning part of it. He said, okay, listen, first of all, let me tell you that these exceptional people I'm talking about, you cannot hide from them. You just look funny, okay? More than that, if they are really happy with you, then suddenly you bloom. You will transform. You become someone else, okay? Now look at you. When you look at yourself and you see that you're not that good, how come that you don't understand that you're doing something wrong? When suddenly you are not blooming, you should understand that you're doing something wrong. Because these exceptional people, they are here around. And they help you, but you are playing game. What game? Jealousy. Self-centerism. I start to talk about that the chosen people, your ego will say, why not me? I'll say, they spent their entire life polishing themselves. I can do that. You say, I haven't done that for a long, long time, and today, instead of starting to do that polishing, I'm nagging about it. This is what it is. Look at it. Yes, this is a simple question. When you see the leaf of your spirit is not here. This is soul. This is ruh. This is ruh, yes. Okay? And you know what leaf means in Persian language? Anyone? My goodness, I told you two meanings. First one is leaf. Leaf of the trees. The other one is your asset. Whatever you have. When you travel with, you carry your asset. That's barg to us. Which goes with saws and barg means all the possibilities of constructing and stuff like that. Here he will say, when you see the barg of your roof, not the leaf of it, the outcome of it, the asset of you, when you look at the asset of your ruh and you see it's yellow, this yellow goes from the green of the leaf to the yellow state of, because it's leaf anyhow, right? So when you look at it and it's yellow, how come you don't understand that your relationship with your ruh is not good? When you look at yourself and you see you are not enchanted, you should realize that your relationship with the spirit is no good. The king is angry with you. That's why everything is yellow. Yes?
The king's son is the sign of reproach, mm-hmm. makes faces black as a piece of roasted meat. Our souls are leaves for that mercury. That white and black is our standard. Again, he writes a patent in red and
why
green.
Why here is the mercury? You know? You know what mercury is?
It's very messenger.
No. Mercury is the writer, is the pen. This kind. In their astronomy, each of these big stars, which are not the stars, they are planets, in that time they think they are stars. And these planets, each of them, they have a name and attitude. And Atarud, or Utarud, is the writer one, is the pen, is education. He is writing. Whenever we say Atarud here, we write. The black and white, writing like that. Yes?
Again, he writes a patent in red and green that spirits may be delivered from melancholy and despair. Red and green are spring's cancellation in regard like the lines of the rainbow.
You see, suddenly very poetic, very vague to let it in a state of suspension for the next story. He started to say, listen, when you see the yellow leaves, you should understand something is wrong. Because you know that this sun, which is giving the life to the plant, it could burn it out. That another planet, which is the master of the masters, he's the writer,